6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, the first day of September 2022. We are almost 2 months away from Election Day. We're not even here at Labor Day yet. And already the scuttlebutt is starting. We're being threatened as a nation. Especially if you're right-wing Christian conservative or you voted for President Trump, you are now a semi-fascist. I gotta laugh at the stupidity of these people. You know, you're either woke or awake. And the worse things get, the woke become awake. And that's why the ratings, even though the media says one thing, we know for sure in our own hearts and minds that the ratings for the way this government is behaving are dropping exponentially, way past what the media pollsters are saying. Understand, it's all propaganda designed to give us hope and manipulate us. Let's see. What is this about? Biden's IRS handed prison inmates $1 billion in relief. Wow. Yeah, Daily Caller just reported that. We just see news flashing across my screen, man. It's just crazy the way things work here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, by the way, in the Power Mall. You know, I'm sorry the end of summer sale ended. However, Power Mall is doing a Labor Day special, and it's going to run from today, the 1st, through the 9th, Friday, September 9th. So for these week and a half or so-ish, you get free shipping on orders if you spend over $100. Drop ship products excluded. But anything you order off of the Power Mall, free shipping. Over $100. Quality stuff on there. That's what keeps us going. So new special. It's like a new day, new start of the new month. And, of course, we have open lines today. We have a special treat for you. 844-769-2944, the number to call if you want to chime in. We got lots of news to talk about. But if you want to, you know, put your 2 cents in, we still have freedom of speech in America, despite what the commie pig in the White House says. You know, see, here's the thing. When you point one finger at somebody else, you point four fingers back at yourself. Ever heard that saying before? I'm sure you have. When you have a gas bag, get on the microphone, and it's all optics, you know, and you got to wonder, you know, because they were showing this stuff. The media has been showing Biden making speeches. He's supposed to be on the microphone tonight, too. The gas bag from Washington is going to get on the microphone and start threatening everybody that voted for Trump. And, you know, he's, how many times has he said, we have F-15s. How many times do we have to hear that nonsense to understand that this guy is talking out the other side of his mouth? Sounds like a used car salesman. I mean, it's bad enough that California is going to restrict the sales of cars now that are fossil fuel cars by 2035. Nobody is going to pay $66,000 for an electric vehicle, especially when they're having power grid problems in the state of California. It's all part of the same gobbledygook of issues Greta Thunberg and all the UN and the Agenda 2030 and all those people are promoting World Economic Forum. They're trying to get us to believe all this horse patootie. All we the people have to do is just stand up and say, sorry, not happening. And see, then they're egging us on. They're trying to push your buttons. And every time you turn around, there's something else there that's trying to piss us off and trying to make us angry and make us go grab a shotgun or grab a, you know, a pea shooter or grab a slingshot and go march on Washington. Yeah, because they got F-15s. Do you know what the repercussions would be if the United States government sent F-15s or bombers, or whatever the case may be, and open fire on a city in America? Do you know what the repercussions would be? Congress, not only would Congress be totally disrupted, I mean, literally, they'd be asking for Congress to be eliminated, and not just by, you know, because you got people out there, they're shooting at everybody, they're bombing everybody, they're bombing Democrats, they're bombing their own kind, their own ideological platform, they're bombing them too. And don't think that the liberal media would start going, hey, wait a minute, you're bombing us too, you moron. Don't think there wouldn't be some sort of political backlash if they tried to militarily take over parts of America that were Trump supporters. See, that's why all this stuff is just horse patootie, designed to make us mad, hoping that we overreact and do something stupid. But see, we're smarter than that. We're smarter than woke people. Because woke people, all they do is they see what's flashed up on the screen. They've been brainwashed, indoctrinated into the liberal mindset, and they think that, you know, they're entitled. They think the government owes them everything, and the government will take care of me, you see? And they're the ones, now that we're getting ready to approve all of these new booster shots, I'm figuring out of the 220 million that got the jabs in the first place, that got the at least first and second boosters, when the third one comes out, I figure that 70 million people who've already had the previous shots are going, you know, I'm hearing a lot of stuff I'm not real comfortable with. I don't think I'm going to show up and get one. I think my boosters I've had already are going to protect me. And the news I'm hearing now, see, they're starting to wake up. Too late, but they're starting to wake up. So 150 million people, a lot of them Democrats that have bought into this nonsense, are going to run out and get the boosters thinking they're going to get more protection than before. And then that's when you start seeing people really getting sick, having real adverse effects, and all of a sudden they're going to feel like, oh, well, we are victims. The cancers are going to start taking off like crazy. People who were in remission get the booster, and all of a sudden now they're in stage four. How does that happen? All part of transhumanism. That's what the World Economic Forum is promoting. They think it's a good idea. Whatever the World Economic Forum thinks is a good idea, we do the opposite. This is an article that we're including in your email blast. And if you haven't subscribed, you need to. There's a Thought Fest in Davos 2022. An article appeared in the World Economic Forum site penned by Kathleen Phillips, Vice President of Research and Development for IMEC and General Manager of its Eindhoven site in the Netherlands, regarding the topic of transhumanism. Included in the article was a casual suggestion we might one day consider microchipping children for their safety. Safety from what? You want to microchip your kid? Only woke people would do that because they're not responsible parents. And they figure, what are we going to do now? They're just like a dog. We're going to treat our kids like a dog and microchip them so that animal control can go out and pick them up and put them in a cage? That's what they do with dogs that have been microchipped, and then they can identify where their parents are. Well, what are they going to do to the parents? If their kids are microchipped, then their kids run away. Well, maybe they're microchipping the kids so that they can catalog them for pedophilia. Yeah, let's see. Which batch of microchip kids do you want to have sex with today? You know, that's for the benefit of those presidents that like to take showers with their daughters and do inappropriate things. Hair sniffer. And, gee, am I getting just a little too rash with the idiot in the White House? Yeah, you bet I am, because every time he opens his mouth, stupid stuff comes out. Sad, isn't it? Not one sensical thing has he said since he's taken office, and tonight is going to be another shift show. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see him on camera. Now he's going to preempt, and half of us are going to go to sleep during the speech. I don't even think that he's going to be able to complete the whole thing, let alone a sentence. I predict he's going to stumble over his words at least two dozen times. He will not complete sentences a dozen times because he's not all there, which is why I call him Scarecrow. If he only had a brain, North Korea, meanwhile, is bragging that it's likely amassed between 2,500 and 5,000 tons of chemical weapons, including extremely toxic nerve agents such as sarin gas. This is a estimate published in a joint report Tuesday by the RAND Corporation and South Korea's Asan Institute for Policy Studies. And you think that we're having it bad as far as our energy crisis? Russia's Gazprom has stopped the flow of natural gas through a major pipeline. Remember the Nord Stream 1? The one that Biden allowed to happen? Well, they just shut off Nord Stream 1 to Europe. They say it's routine maintenance. Now, I wonder what that's going to do to the people there that start panicking. I mean, it's bad enough. We have a 14-year-old girl who torched a Walmart in Georgia, and she's been arrested for arson. A Walmart. You would think they would rather just go in and shoplift. No, she's got to burn the place to the ground. Fortunately, there wasn't anybody injured per se, or nobody died, but three officers suffered smoke inhalation, had to be treated and released. But in the meantime, I mean, you should see pictures of the store. Wow. Torching a Walmart, really? You got to be pretty damn desperate. Did you steal stuff on the way out the door, honey? Do you feel a little emboldened? You got to have that Gucci purse. Remember, BLM said they have to have reparations? 14 years old, little arsonist. Wow. 6 million Afghans are facing famine, of course, as the U.S. refuses to return $7 billion in seized funds. It's all part of the equation, folks. We got to kill off as many of the world's population as possible. And the U.S. hierarchy is all part of the game. That's why that Fauci and Birx and everybody else is going to allow the boosters, and they're going to push it. And the World Economic Forum and all of these other entities connected out there with Bill Gates and whatnot are going to pump advertising into the economy to encourage. That's right. CNN, MSDNC, all of those mainstream outlets are going to NPR. They're all going to have commercials saying you need to go out and get the booster because the new variant, the Omicron variant, you want to be protected from that, so you need to get the booster. Let's inject some more nanoparticles into you. What do you say? So they want to kill as many people as possible, contaminate their bodies, and literally, I mean, look at it this way. From a scientific point of view, and there's really no arguing this, if your immune system is shot, how long do you think it's going to be before you get sick and die? If you have no immune system, how long do you think you can stay alive? Weigh that question out in your mind. Because this is what this is all about. This is what these boosters are all about. To literally cripple your immune system so you fall apart. Because if you're not here, the government doesn't have to pay for you. It only has to pay for those individuals willing to become slaves. You're going to do what we tell you. You're going to go to work in a labor camp, just like in China. See, these woke people have absolutely zero idea what's in store for them. They are the ones, you think they're victims now, you just wait. If these morons get control, these woke people are going to wake up and go, oh my God, what have we done? What do you mean we have to go to a slave labor camp? What do you mean we have to have a chip under our arm? What is this, the Hunger Games? Yeah, remember who the enemy is. See, this is what Washington is constantly reminding us these days, that anybody that is a conservative right-wing listener to the show, anybody who is a Trump supporter, voted for Trump, votes Republican, believes in conservative values, you are a domestic terrorist. And you are a semi-fascist. And I'm just laughing going, hey, is that the best you got? Now you got to prove it. And then they draw the line in the sand and they dare you to step over it. But see, we know what happened on January 6th, and people were warned, don't go to D.C., but they did anyway. And they were entrapped. We talked to Joshua Phillip yesterday, and you will be getting that particular show in your inbox. And if you did not share this with your friends yesterday, we're going to give you a link to the archive where you can listen to the second hour with Joshua Phillip from Epoch Times, who's been studying this stuff religiously. And you will be able to share that with your friends. Send them the link. Tell them to listen. They actually might wake up. They might get something out of this. And as energy crisis is looming, the UK is delaying closure of what? Coal plants. And is looking to fast track new nuclear plants. Well, so much for green energy. Green energy is the place to be. I like the way these people think, you know. Yeah. Is farm living the life for you? Maybe we should start rethinking about what we're doing with ourselves. If you're not afraid to get your hands dirty, you really need to think about starting to grow your own food. Victory Gardens. Remember that? Hey, what? Victory Gardens? You young whippersnapper, what are you talking about? Victory Gardens? Of course I remember Victory Gardens. We planted them during the Second World War. Yep. Sorry, I don't know what happened to me. The old fart just came out. Thousands of businesses closing in Europe due to high energy bills that make it no longer possible to stay open. Yeah. Believe it or not, and this is what really shocked me when I read it. Over the past week, shocked Europeans, mostly in the UK and Ireland, have been posting viral photos of shockingly high energy bills amid the ongoing and worsening energy crisis. Several of the posts were from small business owners who are getting crushed and they're going to have to close. One such owner is Geraldine Dolan, who owns the Poppy Fields Cafe in Athlone, Ireland, was charged nearly $10,021 for just over 2 months of energy usage. That's 10,000 euros, just about. Wow. Irish Times reports the cost of electricity to Poppy Fields Cafe for 73 days from early June until the end of August came in at €9,024.70. €9,024.70. And a 250% increase in just 12 months. And she's tweeting, how in the name of God is this possible? Well, I'll tell you how it's possible. It's all those green freaks out there that think we should get rid of coal-fired power plants and get rid of nuclear. Or as Bush would say, nuclear, nuclear. See, they're all going to suffer because of this. All of a sudden, businesses start closing. People can't have food. People start starving. People start dying. And when people and their families start dying of starvation, what do very upset people do? They become disoriented because they're not eating either. They feel like they've got nothing else to live for. They gather together in small focus groups. In other words, groups of really peeved residents. And they arm themselves to the teeth and they start taking out politicians. You know, what do you think's going to happen? You think they're going to do what they did in the Easter Rising and go take over a post office? Really? Oh, no, no, no. It's going to work worse than that. They're going to march on the parliament. People are not going to be very happy with the decisions their owners made on their behalf. You see, that's the way the people in Parliament think. We own these people. We can do anything we want to these people, and they will roll over and play dead. They will do whatever we want. They will even take the pill to commit suicide. And that's the way of the world, folks. This is what the World Economic Forum is trying to do to us, we the people. And everybody else in the world, and Europe is starting to suffer. Fortunately for America, We have some people in Congress, and we're protected by the Constitution. And one of those things in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is to protect we the people through what we term general welfare. My wife came up with a wonderful idea. Pocket constitutions as Christmas presents. So if you're going to send out Christmas cards this year, maybe you want to check on the Power Mall. I know that Sheriff Richard Mack has them, but Power Mall, I believe, has the pocket constitutions. Maybe you should buy one for everybody on your Christmas card list and send them one as a reminder of what America is facing right now, and sign your Christmas card, Merry Christmas and good luck next year. Maybe they'll wake up and pay attention when they read that copy of the Constitution and realize, oh my God, how many of my rights have been taken away? Meanwhile, in politics, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has lost to Democrat Mary Peltola in a special election to fill Alaska's only U.S. House seat in a surprising defeat. 3 percentage points, by the way, 51.47 to 48.53, to replace the remainder of the term for Don Young, who passed away in March of this year at age 88. So Peltola is going to face re-election November 8th, and Palin, of course, and Republican Nick Bajic III are expected to vie for the House seat for the next 2 years. So she's not out of the race completely. But it just shows you how things are stacking up in certain areas of the country. We're 28 minutes after the hour, and of course, after this short break at the bottom of the hour, as we always do, we come back with more news and your phone calls. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. and Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. Just want to remind you the Power Mall Labor Day special going on. If you buy more than $100, excluding dropship products, you get free shipping on all your orders. Now through Friday, September 9th, right here on the Power Hour. That's all coming from the Power Mall. It's what keeps us going. Special treat for you today. You're the guest if you want to chime in. 844-769-2944. The number to call is, that's a toll-free number, by the way. For those of you who want to be in the show, we have news and open lines both hours today. So, talk about anything you want to talk about. Diatribe is important because freedom of speech is, and that's the only thing saving our bacon right now. By the way, we have had Adam Andrzejewski on the show before. He's with Open the Books. And looks like we got a little pay-to-play going on in California. Yeah, did you know the Open the Books report, the latest one released this morning, which we're going to include in PDF format for you on your email blast, you can download a copy of it, shows that California Governor Gavin Newsom reaped $10.6 million in campaign cash from 979 state vendors who pocketed $6.2 billion of your tax money. Did you hear what I just said? If you're in California, woo. That's what we call pay to play. These donations represent the equivalent of more than 40% of the current cash on hand, $24 million in the governor's campaign committee as of August 1st of this year, according to disclosures. Mr. Newsom, what are you going to do? Are you are the devil horns finally going to come out of that slick back hair of yours? You know, you got enough there. You could just, you know, pretty much take some gel and make some devil horns out of it. I think that's what a lot of people are starting to think of you, sir. You take my advice. You know, maybe you should stop hanging out in those French restaurants with no mask on. People are getting a little sick and tired of your hypocrisy, sir. You really think you're going to run for president? Good luck with that. You about to have as much chance of getting elected as Liz Cheney. The U.S. DOJ announced yesterday it's obtained a warrant to seize a Boeing 737 jet owned by Russian oil major Lukoil. According to court documents in the press release, the aircraft flew into and out of Russia in violation of the Department of Commerce's sanctions against Russia. The statement indicated the American-made aircraft flew without obtaining licenses from the U.S. Commerce Department. So now they want the jet. Russian corporate jet. What do you think? How do you think that's going to happen? See what I mean by selective prosecution? Yep. The state of Texas come up with another novel idea. Governor Abbott has been, of course, chartering buses and shipping newly arrived migrants off to New York City and D.C. Now we have a new metropolitan area that is going to start getting the same busloads of newly arrived immigrants. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Like my horn. All right, there we go. First bus with migrants arrives in Chicago. That's the headline, folks. Yeah. Chicago is going to be joining fellow sanctuary cities, according to Governor Abbott, to continue providing much needed relief to our small overrun border towns. Oh, I can see what Lori Lightweight's going to do now. They all think defund the police until, you know, see, here's the thing. This is, I think Abbott might be onto something. too late, too soon. Or what is that? Too soon, too late, too whatever. He's late. We should have been doing this all along, ever since it started. Because a lot of these woke mayors, I think he needs to send him to San Francisco and L.A. too. And Denver. And Minneapolis. Any place that's, they're woke. Any place that's a blue state sanctuary city, send them all there. And not just one busload. Send 30 or 40 busloads at a time. Because that's the only way that people are going to wake up in these cities and go, oh my God, something is happening here that, you know, wait a minute, not in my backyard. This is how they think. Everything's fine as long as it's these Republican, you know, red states that are getting pelted with this stuff. Hey, but as soon as the blue state sanctuary city starts getting it, not in my backyard, all of a sudden now they're panicking and begging the government, like Muriel Bow Wow Wowzer, you know, D.C.'s mayor. Such a dog. Yeah, she's begging the National Guard to come in to do what? To do what, Muriel? You had your opportunity to call the National Guard in. Do you remember what day that was? January 6th. You remember the committee? They're not listening. They don't want to know about that. They don't want to know about the fact that you and Pelosi and Mitch. Yeah, you don't want to know. They want to hear that. They don't want to hear about how they had the opportunity to bring in 20,000 National Guard troops. Trump offered. They refused. Who's the onus on now? They don't want to own up to that. No, they can't do that. For those of you that were watching television, whether it was Fox or somebody else, you probably came across a photo, a newly disclosed picture. Now, here's something we're going to have some optical illusions about. These are showing documents with classified markings at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The image shows six documents labeled top secret and several marked secret. The photograph was captured on August 8th when FBI agents executed a search warrant, but when the lawyers included the picture in a brief filed on August 30th, which urged a judge not to grant Trump's motion for a special master, an independent third party would look over the seized documents and sift out those identified as potentially privileged. Next to the documents, which were scattered on the floor, was a box with five frame pictures, including one of a Frame Time magazine cover. Agents took away 33 items of evidence, mostly boxes of documents, according to a previously released inventory list. But here's the thing. If you noticed, and even Michelle Tafoya pointed this out last night on Gutfeld, which, by the way, way to go, Greg. News is out that the Gutfeld program, which airs at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, has now dominated ratings over Fallon and all the other late night shows. Colbert. See, they're all media mouthpieces, folks, left wing. And Gutfeld's program, everybody's watching it now because they make fun of things. They add levity to things. But they had Michelle Tafoya on. Remember the old, the former newscaster? My wife did her makeup once for a San Antonio Spurs game. She didn't go anywhere without makeup. But anyway, she was on the show last night. And she said, you know what I found significant about all this? She said the documents they took a picture of were paper clipped. You would think that if these were attached to real top secret documents, that maybe they should be stapled a little bit more permanent than a paper clip. I mean, what's to stop the confidential top secret pages, the cover sheets, from coming apart from the rest of it if they're only paper clipped? Way to go, Michelle. Nice observing. We all sat there and shook our head going, you know what? That's a good point. Imagine how that works. This is what we call optics, folks. Political optics. Because every single media outlet ran that very same photo with the intention of smearing and causing suspect issues of former President Trump. Even his own advisor, Kash Patel, came out on media screaming bloody murder, saying it's all about political optics, folks. The whole thing is BS. Well, we knew that. But see, the thing is a lot of people looking at these things, these documents on the floor that were paper-clipped and not stapled. You know, why did they put a 2A, you know, they had to scatter them on the floor, first off, and then take a picture. Now, that's optics, folks. That's political optics. If these things were so damn sensitive, why weren't they gathered up and put in a separate box out of the eyes of the public? Why did they have to take pictures of cover sheets? Why did they have to do that? Because there's snakes in the grass. Because these people that call themselves special agents can no longer be trusted. They're habitual, pathological liars. I don't know of one honest FBI agent in the Bureau right now. And of course, then everybody else is coming out in the mainstream media going, well, you need to stop beating up on the FBI. I mean, this is, after all, an investigative agency. Did you say agency? Did you say that word? Bureaucracy? You said that word. You know, what about President Trump's rights to the Fourth Amendment? And here you have all these documents, optically speaking, being scattered about with a exhibit marker placed by them next to a box of framed magazine covers. And of course, they played around in Melania's lingerie drawers, too. How many of them are cross-dressers? We don't know. I have a new term for what they did in Mar-a-Lago. It's called panty raid. Remember that from college days? That's what I'm going to start calling this, is panty raid. These people got a lot of nerve. And of course, now they want to create optics with these photos. According to former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, I saw him last night on Jesse Waters Primetime, because we want to see what our side is saying, because we already know what the other side is saying. All they got to do, remember the old saying that a picture's worth a thousand words? All they got to do is look at the optics from this photo that was taken with the Exhibit 2A marker by it, showing all of these various classified documents with paper clips on the front. How do we know the FBI didn't put those paper clips and those documents on there? I mean, they, you know, there's some obvious glitches in the January 6th narrative about them opening up the doors. I mean, we had Joshua Phillip on the show. If you've got a beef with some member of your family, send them a copy of that broadcast so they can hear what the investigative reporter from Epoch Times is saying about the fact that three guys went and looked up the camera and opened the doors and the cops let everybody in. That's what we call entrapment. Yet, you know, they're being held in the D.C. gulag. Solitary. What happened to the right to speedy trial? That went right out the window with our particular DOJ that does not like domestic terrorists. You know, the kind that sends FBI agents out to domestic terrorists that go to school board meetings. They're called parents. And bitch and complain at the school board about the fact that they don't want their kid being groomed for future acts of pedophilia. These school board members must be pedophiles themselves, wouldn't you think? To even entertain CRT and junk like that? Why would we want to take, hey, oh, by the way, for those of you who want to contribute to the United Honky College Fund, last time I checked, there wasn't such a thing. Maybe we should set one up. I mean, they have United College Funds for everybody else. Look how much money BLM has sucked out of the morons that support it and then use it to buy real estate. Do these people really think that this is what it's all about? Oh, no, no, no. No, they'll get reparations another way. It's calling going into a high-end store and stealing a Gucci purse because we deserve reparations. That's what it's all about. They can sit there and argue all they want. You know, the Irish were brought over here as slaves, too. I don't hear the Irish people screaming bloody murder for reparations. I mean, this is just nutty. I mean, Congress is screwed up. The government is screwed up. The FBI is screwed up. The CIA has an ulterior motive, and that's to help take down America. Say what you want. I'll disagree with you every time. That's why we have an open phone line. And, of course, John Whitehead, we have a link to that, too. He's been on the show many times from Rutherford Institute, which I support. And here's the quote. A standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty. That's a quote from James Madison, fourth president of the United States. And the IRS has stockpiled 4,500 guns, 5 million rounds of ammunition, 621 shotguns, 539 long barrel rifles, 15 submachine guns, 11 million rounds of ammunition by the Veterans Administration, and a partridge in a pear tree. Yep, this is how it begins, folks. You're going to love that article by Whitehead. You should read it. John's did a good job on this one. And New York... Oh, this is, you gotta love this. Stay out of Times Square if you're there. New York has declared Times Square a gun-free zone under a new ban. Right. Oh my goodness, Hochul, what have you done, you witch? What have you done, Hochul the witch?
Ah, my little pretty. My little party's just beginning.
Yeah. Really, should get a new makeup artist. Ugh. Man, what happened? Did you get the license plate number of that truck? Anyway, so the bigger problem is if you make Times Square a gun-free zone, then only criminals who have guns will go in there and start shooting people in Times Square. Wow. Unbelievable. No matter what the Supreme Court of the United States says, New York doesn't care. So you see the blue states? This is where we're falling apart. Because everything they're doing right now runs contrary to the Constitution. And as long as we the people continue to let them get away with it, now I'm talking about we the people inside the state of New York, maybe you all should want to sell your homes to some woke people at a much higher price, of course. And move elsewhere to a free state. I'm serious. This is what it's becoming. You have slave states and free states. Gee, do you think history might be repeating itself? All the while, the White House, I love it when they put news reports out there saying the White House denounced supporters of President Donald Trump yesterday, accusing him of posing an extremist threat to our democracy. Well, gee, Karine Jean-Pierre. Little Shirley Temple wannabe. Here's a problem I have with you. One, you're reading out of a notebook. Two, you don't have a brain like your boss. And three, we don't live in a democracy. When you pledge allegiance to the flag, do you say and to the democracy for which it stands, you moron? You don't have a brain, Karine. There is something totally wrong with you. You're not even an attorney. You can't even argue and win. Peppermint Patty even had a better argument than you did. She at least said, we'll circle back around. You can't even say that. You just raise a finger and point it at Peter Ducey. That's all we seem to see is this narrative come out of your mouth. This has got to be the worst press secretary in the history of the United States of America. Which is why Peppermint Patty's now at MSDNC. Threat to our democracy, my foot. We don't need a democracy. We have a republic. You see, this is why. You know, I was at the Texit meeting with Daniel Miller the other night in Dripping Springs. Outrageous speech. Kerry Isaacs, Michelle Lopez, several people running for state rep in Texas were also there. Got to meet a lot of them and talk to them. We the people, a lot of supporters from We the People, the ones that show up at school board meetings. They were there. The whole room was jam-packed with people. And you know that the majority of them, when they were asked whether or not, and I'm going to set the stage for the question, and ask yourself this question, I don't care what state you live in. I don't care what state you live in. It doesn't matter. Any of the 50 states. This one was posited to the people that live in Texas, but I'm going to posit this to everybody out there listening. Here's the new narrative. Let's say that your state was a free, independent nation, and you were offered the opportunity. The U.S. government came to you through their diplomats, and you were an independent nation. You were living in a free nation, and you had it good. And knowing what you know about what's going on in D.C. right now, the U.S. came to your hierarchy and the voters, we the people of your nation, and said, would you like to join the union? Knowing what you know now, answer my question, would you join the United States of America? Knowing what you know? Would you, Tom?
Probably not.
Thank you for that. That's the way most people are thinking right now. Tom in Michigan is on the line with us, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, when you know, you're talking earlier about Trump and Mar-a-Lago, and you know, I watched the news a little bit, and you know, they've got him convicted in the media as usual, and you know, they're citing these different laws, just presidential records or what have you, and I've heard, you know, basically I've heard some conservative talk too, that you know, lawyers have said it's total baloney. That, you know, they're misapplying these, you know, they're citing these laws, but they're being misapplied. You know, and that was a long time ago, and I had a couple of sheriff deputies pulled me over, and, you know, what they did was they searched my automobile without a warrant. When I didn't give them permission, I thought, you know, they asked me, I said no. And so I sued them in federal court using the civil rights statutes, the 1983.
Yeah,
1985, 1986.
Now, folks, do you understand why? Hold on, Tom. You're quoting all these lines. You're quoting all these statutes. People need to understand that 42 USC 1983 is an individual coming at you, violating your civil rights. That's the allegation. 42 USC 1985 is when one or more conspire to come after you. So in other words, you had two cops, which now made it a 1985 suit. So we need to clarify that so people understand where you're going with this. Go ahead.
Right. And in 1980, you can only use 1986 if you went on the 1985. And there's a one-year statute of limitations to file the 1986. And there's also a 1988 that pays all the legal assistance expenses if you win. But if you're, you know, if you're pro se, you know, representing yourself, being yourself, they, you know, they won't pay anything. But, okay, in those statutes, you know, it talks about being deprived of constitutional rights, but it says right under the color of law. And I looked it up in the dictionary, law dictionary, color of law, and that's when they use a fake law. You know, they say it's the law, but it isn't. They use it as a pretext to fool the person. And I'm thinking that, you know, this is exactly what's going on right now. I don't know anything about the Presidential Records Act or anything like that, and I'm not about, you know, those statutes, they're difficult. So I've had to read them backwards and forwards and, you know, to really get a firm grasp of the language. You know, but I'm just making the point about color of law, and that's what I think they're using. I don't know, you know, what Trump's legal team, what their strategy would be if they're going to file a civil action. There's also Title 18, 241 and 242. I always get them mixed up, but I think they're kind of reflective of those civil rights statutes, and, you know, they could apply. And those civil rights statutes actually have a death penalty in there if you know, if a person is killed in this, you know, color of law kind of a thing.
Interesting, but, that you should bring that up, Tom. But again, you know, the thing is that every state in the United States is protected under the 10th Amendment, and every single one of these states has a vehicle code. Now, how many people have ever stopped to read the vehicle code and what's in it? And this is one of the reasons why a friend of mine who lived in Nebraska, he became a paralegal of sorts, and he researched the vehicle code right after he lost his first case in a civil court. Of course, he made the judge admit to him it was quasi-criminal. We're talking about traffic court. Because he asked the question, are you going to deprive me of any life, liberty, or property? And the judge said, well, maybe some of your money. Well, then this would be quasi-criminal. And so what he did was, after he got beat the first time and got mad, the judge says, look, sir, you want to know the law? Go research it. And that's what Paul Maruska did. And he won his next 17 traffic tickets to the point where the police ran his plates and said, oh, it's him. Don't bother pulling him over. He's just going to beat the ticket in court. You see, when you know the law and you know the vehicle code, you don't have to worry about what you're going to do in court. Your case will be heard last. That's right, because they don't want to educate the rest of the fools that are pleading guilty and paying fines. That's right. I mean, this is the way it is, folks. You know the law, then we don't have to worry, right? Top of the hour, break is coming up. Don't forget the Labor Day sale, man. Free shipping. Spend over $100 at the Power Mall. We will be back with more news and your phone calls. Thanks for calling, Tom, by the way. After the break, stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.